Now, your name, Dick Van Dyke, contains both, obviously, the word dick and the word dyke.
Whoa.
Was this a playground liability, or was it the greatest home run name in the history of busting up a classroom with giggling?
Actually, you know, I never had any trouble with it in grade school. Only after I became an actor did I start getting. I wrote Representative Wiener a letter, you know, so you think your name is bad. How about Dick Van Dyke?
And did you hear back from him, or did you get a picture from him on your cell phone?
No.
Now, you've done so many things. You've done, of course, the Dick Van Dyke Show. I'm assuming that was named after you.
Yeah.
And Mary Poppins and Diagnosis Murder, and you were on an episode of Columbo, very famous one of that. But I thought I read somewhere that your favorite was the Dick Van Dyke Show. What was so special about that one?
Well, it was
else?
Just the happiest 5 years of my life. It was never work. It was like going to a party every morning. Carl Reiner was such a brilliant writer, and the cast was so perfectly put together. We just had a ball. It was never work.
Do you still talk to some of the co-stars? I mean, like Mary Tyler Moore, have you seen her within the past 10 years?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I wrote a book this past year, and I was out on a book tour, and I was in New York and got to get with Mary. I don't see her often because we live on opposite coasts, but we keep in touch.
Now, when you say got to get with her, you mean obviously just lunch?
Oh, yeah.
Something that
we'll go to lunch or dinner or something.
Jeez.
Now, did you have a crush on her while you were doing that show?
Sure did.
Like the rest of America.
Yeah, I was going to say, who wouldn't?
Speaking of your book, it's called My Lucky Life in and Out of Show Business.
Yeah.
And in it, you talk about a lot of fascinating topics, one of which is you talk about being an alcoholic.
Yes.
Oh, no.
How did your alcoholism progress? Was that something that was going on during the Dick Van Dyke Show?
No, it rather started kind of after that. I found out being the kind of backwards, it relaxed me, you know, if I was with strangers. And it slowly progressed, you know, totally unbeknownst to me, until I realized I was in some trouble. And I went to treatment and everything, and finally got away from it. But, boy, it's hard.
And how long have you been sober?
Oh, God, 27 years now.
That's quite a while.
Yeah.
How bad was it? I mean, were you drinking, I'm assuming, every night, and how much were you drinking?
Well, compared to most guys, I'd come home from work and maybe have 6 to 8 drinks, which I suppose for a heavy drinker isn't bad, but I found out I couldn't stop doing that. That's when I realized I was in trouble.
Was it just a relaxation thing, or were you also experiencing depression at the time that you were...
No, well, drinking will make you depressed, I'll tell you that. And I found, you know, I was a very happy drunk and always made me feel good. And over time, it began to have an opposite effect. It acted as a kind of a depressant.
And now I'm assuming you lead a healthy lifestyle, a lot of hot yoga and...
Oh, yeah, exercise, no smoking.
Now, you used to smoke, didn't you?
Oh, sure. I smoked for years. I've had people tell me that getting off cigarettes is harder than heroin.
That's what they say. I still haven't got off heroin yet, but that's what they say.
Yes.
We're visiting with Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, no.
What's your favorite holiday in December?
Well, Christmas, of course.
Also in the book, My Lucky Life in and Out of Show Business, you talk about some of your relationships, and you always tend to have very long relationships. You were married for a long time to your first wife.
Yeah.
You had a relationship with Michelle Triola that lasted years and years until, I believe, her death.
Yes, I lost both of them to cancer.
That's right. And now your girlfriend, I read, is 39, and you are 85.
Yeah, she's going to be 40 this coming month.
Well, I guess that makes it a little bit better.
It sounds better anyway.
What is that Viagra bill like?
Well, we met, some 5 years ago. She was a makeup artist, and among other things, and we just built a friendship, and during the year after Michelle died, we kind of kept company and everything, and just were crazy about one another. And since I'm only about 13 emotionally, we get along great.
The show is The Sunshine Boys. It's going to be at the Eisman Center September 8th through the 10th, and there's a few different levels of pricing here. I think that there's $50 for general seats, $75 for premium seats, but there is a $100 ticket package that gets people VIP seats and a post-show meet and greet with the Van Dyke brothers. Are you aware of this?
No, but I'll be happy to do it.
I don't understand how you're in such good spirits and humor when I bet you people just maul you every time they see you.
It has happened, yeah.
So I'll be purchasing the $100 level because I want to shake your hand. Because
you got it.
I must say, I'm a very, very big fan
of
yours.
And I tell you, it is a very, very funny hour and a half. I guarantee that.
And who do you like these days? Do you see comedians that you like or comedic actors that you're fond of?
Well, I always liked, the show about nothing. What am I trying to say?
Seinfeld.
Yeah, I think Seinfeld is absolutely great.
Your full head of hair, that's yours, right? That's natural?
Yeah, that's it. I don't care what color it is as long as it's on there.
It's such beautiful, long, luxurious gray hair.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, me, I'm bald as Kojak.
That means you got too much testosterone.
Oh, is that what it means?
That's what they tell me.
Really? You would think my depressed libido belies that, but... All right, Mr. Van Dyke, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the play, The Sunshine
Boys. I'll see you down there.
Okay, I'll see you, and come up and shake your hand, and maybe you can give me a ride on your shoulders.
No, I think that's out.
Okay, yes, indeed. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, that's the great Dick Van Dyke here on the Dick Van Dyke Interview Show.
Oh! Dick. At least he didn't cheat you.
Dick. There you go. There's the end.
Okay.